At the May 9th Harbor District meeting, the commissioners received a budget presentation. In a phone interview afterward, Chris Mickelson, general manager for the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District, described the sequential steps the district takes from March through the adoption of a final budget in July. Mickelson summarized the presentation to the commission and the public at their board meeting on May 9th, focusing on key projects such as the Shelter Cove boat launch and Redwood Marine Terminal 2. Mickelson began with plans for rebuilding the breakwater at Shelter Cove. The municipality of Shelter Cove, formerly known as Resort Improvement District No. 1, is generally called the RID. The Harbor District holds responsibility for the boat launch and holds the state tidelands in trust. The district maintains responsibility for the infrastructure. This includes upkeep of the fish cleaning station and the road leading to the launch and the launch itself. Meanwhile, the boat launch operations are outsourced or subleased to the Shelter Cove Fishermen's Preservation Group. The Harbor District is also responsible for maintaining the breakwater that shelters the cove. Mickelson elaborates on the troubles there and describes their budget plans for repair.
In 2022, we had significant storm surge, and it undermined the breakwater there, which is the area that protects the boat launch apron and allows people to safely launch. Because of the extreme surf, it was covered in great amounts of marine debris, which was on the top surface logs and other woods that float in the ocean. Below that was an immense amount of gravel and sand coming out of the ocean, which covered the entire boat launch. The breakwater was underpinned, and by that I mean the wave action broke out the smaller pieces of the base of that breakwater and ultimately allowed some of the larger rock to move. And so we applied to FEMA for a grant to not only clean the boat launch apron, but to also rebuild the breakwater and what they call a mitigation, which allows us to apply for additional funds to better armor the breakwater, which means place more or larger rock and a greater footprint over it in order to ensure this doesn't happen again. And so while we've been in negotiations, or application would be a better way to state it, with FEMA for the better part of now nearly 18 months, I think it began in January of 2023, FEMA has now come forward. Well, they haven't granted us funding yet. They're negotiating on the amounts in which they will fund. And it looks like we're now going to receive the monies to go ahead and proceed with the permitting and planning necessary to do the work down at the boat launch. So it's a big win. It's huge.
Mickelson went on to say he is striving to work closely on the project with the RID's new manager.
Shelter Cove is one of the absolute gems of our region. And as you know, pretty much everything in our region is a gem. But Shelter Cove, it's just unbelievable scenery. It's a wonderful place to visit. It's very remote, as each one of us knows. It's an incredible drive to get there. But, you know, we want to do right in that community. We want to make sure that we're representing it well. And I spoke with the general manager of the RID today, Chris Christensen. It was our first introduction to one another. He's fairly new on the job. And, you know, talked about this is coming your way and want to make sure, you know, we know one another and we can work together collectively. And he welcomed us down there with open arms. So that was nice, too.
Moving up to Humboldt Bay, Mickelson described another big repair project the district must budget for due to this past winter's rough seas.
So I think the big investment this year at Redwood Marine Terminal No. 2 is the former pulp mill, as everyone knows, has a marine outfall line, which was extended due to a settlement with Surfrider to go out 1 mile and 1/2 into the Pacific Ocean. Us beachgoers know that we lose a large portion of our beach each year through erosion. The good news is about the time it starts to go away, the winds come in, and it naturally builds back the sand. This was an anomaly this year. We had a pounding surf, we had an extremely wet winter, and we lost a huge portion of our beach. At one point, our outfall line started to become exposed. Before long, we were seeing a big portion of our outfall line. All of a sudden, the beach was missing underneath the outfall line, and then a section of it floated. At least we believe it floated. We weren't there to witness it. But we got a convex portion. So we applied for an emergency coastal development permit, working with the California Coastal Commission. and other agencies, and of course, immediately went to work to secure the outfall line. And right now, there's a temporary repair in place, which is armor the outfall line with bags of rock, and that holds the line in place. Over the course of the next coming months, we will go through the permitting and planning process and the evaluation process through engineering to determine what a permanent repair looks like, and then execute on that. And so that's the big project this year at Redwood Marine Terminal 2.
Mickelson said the outfall line is important to the Nordic Aqua Farms project and that the Coastal Commission gave approval on their permit this month.
Some of the things we're budgeting for to secure the site, and that's because we were delighted to receive approval last week from the California Coastal Commission on one of our permits. So we are getting very close to Nordic Aqua Farms becoming a reality here on the North Coast. And of course, they'll utilize that outfall line.
This is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.